Loishana, this was only learned. Rashi says, Heichad Yechelas Rishayna, Yem Mitarefas Lepruta, that if she eats one, two, we can't add up all of them together. Ela Diyamala Bizu, O Bizu, Bizu. When he says, I want to marry you with this one, and with this one, and with this one. So then Rashi says, Legamri Kedusha Maniknalo Adnes Sinas Achreina. Because the husband did not demand that I need to marry her until he gave her all three dates. So when she ate up the first two, it wasn't Kedushin yet, so it remains like an ilva. Ah, but what's going to be? Oh, my Lord, be elu, if he says, I want to marry you with these. Afilo echelas nami mekadeshes. That even if she eats up the first one, she'll also be mekadeshes. So Rashi, I will be elu. Mekabela sa rishayna. Loibosa liyade b'teres nuva. It's not b'teres nuva. To mishenigmar hadibar hipnola b'teres kedushin. As soon as he says, I want to marry you with these, he means any one of these that's worth a sheva pruta is l'shem kedushin. Therefore, v'chiyochlo, when she eats it, midigokl, she's eating her own. Now he says, I want to marry you with these. So with these means, right now I'm giving you all three, different. I'm giving all three of them right now to you. So right now I'm giving all three of them to you for kedushin. So when she eats the first one, she's eating her own. When she eats the second one, she's also eating her own. And then when she ate the third one, she took all three of them. Therefore, the kedushin would be chal. Because ki kochla, when she eats them, midanafsha kochla, she's eating her own. And tani kavos the rabba, bring your proof to rabba. It says, it's kachali bi'ibolan. The man says, I want to marry you with nolan, with this type of a nut. Berima, with pomegranates. Well, there goes with nuts. Oy shomla, he tells her, his kachali be'elu, I want to marry you with these. So, in yesh be'kula, and shabaprutu mekadeshes, if all together has a shabaprutu, it's also mekadeshes. Be in law, but if all together is not, ain't no mekadeshes. What about if he says bizu or bizu or bizu? In yesh bekulin shava prutim kadeshes. The imlav enem kadeshes. Bizu if she says with this one, not lost if she takes it, be obiach lost and she eats it. Bizu with this one, not lost if she takes and eats it. Be yoid bizu and also with this one, and also with this one, enem kadeshes. Then it's no good. Ashi erachas meam shava pruta. Yeah. All right, we'll stop here. We'll discuss more again tomorrow night. You're holding up Mem Zainam and Aleph, you're on top. Again, this last Gemara was that Omar Rova, Rova said that Loishono Elodiyom Allah, Bezu, Ubezu, Ubezu. So Ashi says Loishono means Hechad Yecheles Rishaino Rishaino. Yem Mitzarefus Lepruto, that we say in the Mishnah that we said before, that if she eats, if the Chosin now is giving her a Tamarim, the Kedushin, and if she eats one, two, three, so we say that the Nam Starif, that the Kedushin is no good unless the last one that she eats by itself is worth a Shabbat Pruta. So Rabbi said that halacha was only El Diyomalo, when the Chosin says to her, Bezu, Ubezu, Ubezu, I want to marry you with this one, and with this one, and with this one. So each one, when she gives it to her, like she's giving it to her his, it's his dates, until after he gives all three of them, then like he's giving her to a Shem Kedushin. So she ate them up, one, two, three, so it was a milva before, and therefore she's ended up a Kadeshis unless the last one is worth a Sheva Pruta. Avul Omalov, let's say the Chosin says to her, P'elu, I want to be Mekanish you with these dates, and he asked three of them, then we say, Afilo Echelis Namim Kadeshis. Even when now he hands over to her, one, and she eats it, two, and she eats it, three, and she eats it, still she is Mekadeshis. Why? Because we say ki ka'ochlo midinav shor ka'ochlo, she's eating her own dates. In other words, since the chosin said right away, I want to be mekadesh you be'elu with these, so it means to say all three of them right now, I'm giving them to you l'shem kedushin. So he gave her a shava pruta's worth. Now when she eats the first one, she's eating her own. It's not the pshat that she's eating his and it's an ilva, but since he said be'elu, he meant to be mekadesh with these three right now. Therefore, they're like hers. So therefore, when she eats up the first one, she's eating up her own. But the Maisa, after she gets two or three, and together they're worth a Sheva Pruta, we say she is Mekadeshes.
Rasa Tanya Kavosa the Rava, bring your proof to Rava's halacha. It says, Hiskat Shali Bilon, Bolon. If the chosen goes to Skalas and they want to marry you, Bolon, Rashi says a type of a food. Who Michael Chazir is food they give the Chazir to eat.
Yeah.
Right, as Rashi, some people eat also when it's roasted. Kitsa Berimon, Rashi want a Mekadisha with a pomegranate. Uvegar is with nut. Or Ishaomel, or else he says to her, Hiskat Shali Be'elu, I want to marry you with these. So what's the halacha? Im yesh bekula and shava pruta mekadeshes. The rule mitzaref. If all three of them together equal a shava pruta, the kedushin is good. You don't have to have one alone, but if you mitzaref put the three together, since he says I want to mekadesh you with these ve'elu. But v'yim lav, if all three together is not worth a shava pruta, then the halacha is ein the mekadeshes. The kedushin is no good. You can't be mekadesh with less than a shava pruta. What about Bizu Uvizu Uvizu? The chosen says, I want to marry you with this date, and then with this one, and then with this one. So then it depends. Im Yesh Bekula and Shava Pruta Mekadesh. It's again the same halacha. If all three of them together have a Shava Pruta's worth, we say that the Kedushin is good. V'yim Lav Ein Mekadesh. But if all three together is still not worth a Shava Pruta, so the Kedushin is no good. You didn't give a Shava Pruta's worth, L'shem Kedushin. This is what's negated to us though. What about if nitaltoi v'yachlosoi, when you gave her the first one, she took it and she started to eat it. Bizu nitaltoi v'yachlosoi, you gave her the second day, she took it and she started to eat it right away. V'yoid bizu, this and this and the same thing, each one she took and she started to eat it right away. So here we say, einu mekadeshes sad she biyachas mehen shava pruta. Here, since the chosin did not say the elu, but rather he says, I want to be mekadesh with this date. And then with this date, so she eats up the first one, it's no good, because right now it wasn't given the Shem Kedushin yet. So therefore when she eats it, it's like a milva, she owes the money back to the husband. The husband only means to give it to the Shem Kedushin at the end. So therefore the locher is on, like we'll see later, like we had before, if the last date that she eats is worth a Sheva Pruta, then we say the Kedushin is good. But if before that is worth a Sheva Pruta, it's no good. So you see clearly this, the chiluk, we just rub this chiluk, that what's the difference between the Reisha and the Sefer? So Mar says, now, hi ba'olon b'rimon be'egoiz hechidomi. What's the pshan in the first case if he says, I want to marry you with this type of a food, with a pomegranate, with a nut, that we say if all three together is worth a Sheva Pruta, the Kedushin is good. What's the case? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Omalo, that the Chosin said to the Kalam, I want to marry you either with this food, or else with a pomegranate, or else with a nut. So, in Yesh Bekula Shava Pruta Mekadeshes, why? For I Komar, he said clearly, either with this one, or with that one, or with that one. So he meant to say, as I'm only be Mekadesh with one of them. So if neither of them is worth a Shava Pruta, why is the Kedushin good? You can't add the three together. He didn't say, I want to marry you with all three. He said, oi, either this or that or that. So if either, each one by itself is not worth a Sheva Pruta, the Kedushin should not be chal then. The Elul the Gemara says, be olon uberimon of egois. That no, he did not say, oh. He just said, I want to marry you, be olon uberimon of egois. The Gemara says, if so, hainu bezu, bezu, bezu. That's the same case as if he says, Bezul, 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 like I want to marry you with all three of them. So then, of course, if there is a Sheva Pruta between all three, the Kedushin is good. Samar says, true. Samar says, if that's the case, that's the, what do you need two cases for? It's repeating itself. It says, Iskachuli, Ba'olon, Bariman of Egoids, and then it says, Oishomel, Iskachuli, Bilon, Oib. And then the next case is, Bezul, bezul, bezul. So what do we have to have two cases for? Elulav, isn't the case, the Omalo Be'elu, that he said, what, Be'elu, I want to marry you with these. So now, for the Marnoho, Midik Tony Sefer, Sizzle says in the Sefer, Oish Omalo is Kachli Be'elu, or else if he said, I want to marry you with these, Michlal de Reisha Lav Be'elu Askinen. Mashma, the first case, where he says, I want to marry you with an Olan or a Riman or an Egoiz, it's not the case where he said, with these. Because that's the next case, the Elu. So Mar says, no, I'll tell you, Perusha Kamaforish. It's explaining itself. What does it mean? The Brisa means like this. If the chosin says, I want to marry you with an olon or with a pomegranate or with a nut. Ketzad, what is the case? when the chassan said, I want to marry you with these, then we say that if all three together was worth a shava pruta, the kedushin is good. Because since he said, I want to marry you with these, so then we look at all three together. If all three together is worth a shava pruta, the kedushin is good. Now, what does the sefer say then? Uketani sefer, the sefer says now, Vizu, if you give her the first one, not losai v'yachlosai, she takes it and she eats it. So it says, im yesh biyachas mehem, shava pruta mekadeshes, that if in one of them there's worth a shava pruta, she's mekadeshes. V'yim la, but if not that way, ain't a mekadeshes. Now, v'ilu reisho, loikamaflag beino echelis lemeneches. It's only the sefer now that says that if she eats one and one, then we can't look at all three together, but rather we have to look at the last one that she eats. If the last one that she eats is worth a shava pruta, then the kedushin is good. That's what's mashmir in the last case. But mashmir in the first case, when he says be'elu with these, then we do not make a difference whether she eats it or she just puts it down. Why do we make a difference over there? So shemamin is a proof that kol heichad the amalah be'elu. Whenever the chassan says to his kala, I want to marry you with these, and he has three of them in front of him, is ki kochlo minasha kochlo. Even if now when you start to give her the first one, she takes it right away and she eats it, still it's good. And then she eats the second one, then she eats the third one. If all three together is worth a shava pruta, we say the kedushin is good. Because when the chassan first said, the elu with these, he means to say, I want to give all these three of them to you, that they're yours now, l'shem kedushin. It's like the chassan is makne these three things to her. So when she takes the first one, she's eating her own. When she eats the second one, she's eating her own. When she eats the third one, she's eating her own. Because the chassan already was makne all these three to her. Just that she has to receive it for the kedushin to be chal. So we say, once l'maisa she received all three of these dates, whatever it is, and all three together is at least worth a shava pruta, so she is mekudeshes. Here is the proof to what Rava said. That Rava says, when do we say she has to eat? It has to be worth a shava pruta. If you don't say the elu, we just say bezu or bezu bezu. But when the chassan says the elu, he means right away to be makna all three of them to her, so they're all three hers, and she can eat it whatever she wants. She can eat the first one, then eat the second one, then the third one. But as long as all three together was worth at least a shava pruta, the kedushin is chal. Now the Gemara explains. If you say before that the Mishnah, the Chelis is talking about the Sefer. Now Rashi says, now this is not a Kashan Rover anymore. This is just a Kashan, a question that we learned from our Mishnah before. That the Mishnah says the case that if she eats one, so we say it has to be worth a Shava Pruta. And the Gemara came out, it means the last one. Because the Machlokes before, the last case of the Mishnah is going on the first case where he said it's kashli b'tzmora zu, it's kashli b'zu, or it's going in the next case where he said like with all of them. So the Gemara says like this, Honich, it's good now, l'mandi yom ha-sefer. That's the case that she eats the dates, it's talking about the sefer, the Mishnah. O my achie b'yachas mi'an sheva pruta. Says, so what does it mean to say if whichever one she eats, if it's worth a shava pruta, the kedushin is good? Of course it means that shehei b'achroino shava pruta. It means of the last date that she eats. If that one is worth a shava pruta, so that one is the last one, that's when the kedushin is chal. That one is not a milva, but rather he's giving it to a right now l'shem kedushin. So if that one is worth a shava pruta, the kedushin is good. But if she'd eat the ones before, if they were worth a shava pruta, it's no good. Because since he said vizu or vizu or vizu, the kedushin is first chal at the end after she takes all three of them. So the first one she took was not really hers. She's eating the chassins. So then it's only a milva. And a milva, you can't be mechanic with a milva. So therefore it's only good if the last one she ate was worth a shava pruta.
Even if the first one is worth a shava pruta?
Right, yeah. Because when she eats it then, he's not giving it to her now the shem kedushin. Because he says, I'm first marrying you after I give you all three of them. So right now it's still his. So when she eats it, she's like eating his. So she really has to pay him. She says, lady, after she finishes the third one, now he tells her, you know what, keep the money l'shem kedushin. But that's no good. That's being mekadesh b'milv, but it's not mekadeshes. So I'll tell you, hochi nami here also, achiei b'achrein shava pruta. We're talking about now when it says if she eats one that's worth a shava pruta, it means the last one that she eats. That's what's good. It has to be v'achrein, the last one. Elul, Rabbi Shmuel. the Yarmur Tevayim Aresha Koi, that the case of Achilles goes on the Aresha, and then anyone that she eats, if it's worth the Sheva Prutz, it's okay. So then the question we ask, what do we have to say it for? We said, V'Achilles Yitzvachle, that he said the Kiddush was Achilles, but I would have thought to say that when she eats the date, since she's having so much enjoyment from it, so maybe even if it's worth less than the Sheva Prutz, still she's taking it L'Shem Kedushin. Maybe only when you're mikdash with money, then it has to be worth a sheva pruta. But when you're giving her a date and she eats it right away, since she has enjoyment from it, I would have thought to say, that's enough in Kedushin. Kamash mila no, even when she eats it, what you're giving her, it's only if it's worth a sheva pruta. So Mar says, if this is according to Rav and Shmuel, it's a kasha, ho cho klolim kachoshiv, pratim like a choshiv. Here we're only talking about klolim. It doesn't say a prat, each one separately. So how does it go back on the ratio? So Gemara says, I tell you, many rabbis, goes according to Rabbi. The Yama Loishno Kazayas, Kazayas, Loishno Kazayas, so Kazayas, Prat Hevi. That Rabbi also know, in these cases, Bazu, Bazu, Bazu is also called the Prat. You don't have to say, Iskachali, 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 but just by saying, Kazayas, U Kazayas is also called the Prat. So here also, by saying Bazu, U Bazu, Bazu, that's also called the Prat. You mean each one separately. But since you mean each one separately, so then the halacha is, anyone that she eats, if it's worth a sheva pruta, he meant to be mekanesha with that one alone, and then that's the halacha, that if it's worth a sheva pruta, it's good. If it's not worth a sheva pruta, it's no good. The Kitzau Mishnah was talking about Rebbe Shimon, that you have to say iskachli separately to make it a prat. But here this price is going to leave with the Rebbe. You don't have to speak out so much to make it separate, each one separate. It's enough just to say kazayas or kazayas. That's a good morning in Kutchim about that, about Tigul, that just saying kazayas or kazayas is enough. Here also, just by saying, I want to marry you, bizu, u bizu, u bizu, it means to say each one separately. So the chassid meant to say, I want to marry you with like either this, or with that, or with that. So anyone that she eats, if it's worth a sheva pruta, he means to be a mekadesha with that one. So when she eats, when she takes it right now, the kedushin is chal, therefore the kedushin she's mekadeshes. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, ha mekadesh b'milva eina mekadeshes. If a chassid wants to marry his chal kala with a milva, that means he lent her money from before, and she owes him money. And now he tells her, listen, keep that money that you owe me, l'shem kedushin, it's ain't the mekadeshes, because you're not giving her kesef right now. And Rashi says, afilu yeshna ben, even if she still has the money that you gave her yesterday, but since she has the right to use it, it's ain't the mekadeshes. Why the Gemara says? Because milva loitzo nitno, because when the chassid gave her the money yesterday, she had a right to use it. So it's like her money now. So the next day when the chassan says, keep that money, l'shem kedushin, he's not giving her anything right now. There's no new money here. There's no kesef for kedushin. So Mora says, neima, let's say ketanoi. Maybe Rav is saying, let's tell him the machlokes tanoim. Because we learned, ha makadesh, v'amul v'ayna makadeshes. But v'yeshremim, some say makadeshes. No, the kedushin is chal. So it's kashan Rav. Well, it's a machlokes tanoim. So my love isn't this b'hol kemifleg, it is a machlokes. T'masa v'milv when you give somebody else money, when you lend him money, as soon as you give over the money to him, it's like his. He has the right to use it, so it's like the money is not around anymore. He just owes you back money, but the money is not here. Umasov, the one that says, no, the Kedushin is good, holds Milva, Lav, Loitzon, Nitna, no, as long as you're still holding on to my money, it's considered like my money, like you're holding my money. So therefore, if the Chosin now tells us, Kadal, listen, I want you to keep that money that I gave you yesterday, l'shem kedushin now, he's right now giving her his money, l'shem kedushin, so therefore the kedushin would be good. So maybe that's the machlokes. The Gemara says, but Tizbra, this is a good svara. Ain't the safe, what's the safe say? V'shavim, both of them agree, v'mecha shezekona. That in such a case, if you want to buy something, and the person has to pay you money, but the person says, listen, you owe me money back, so the guy says, you know what, keep that money for the mechira, it's good. Everybody agrees that when I want to buy something off you, I can pay you up with the milva, the money that you owe me. Like Rashi says, v'shavim mecher, emocha lekaka, I'm selling you a kaka. Shenikniv, you could buy it with money. Emomolev, I tell you, listen, milva shnei shvilecha, you owe me money. Yehe lecha v'shvila mecher. So the money that you owe me, I'm telling you, listen, keep that money now. I want to buy your field, but you owe me money. So I'm telling you, the money that you owe me, keep the money now, so therefore that's my payment that I'm paying you for the field. So it says here, what the kinyan is good? So the question is why? Iyamin, if you tell me now, milvolait so nitnu, and if you could tell me that everybody holds, when I give you the money to use, it's considered like you took it out already, you used it, the money's not here. See, so, but my koni, so why are you mechira? Why can't I buy the karka this way? I gave you $100 yesterday. Today I want to buy off you your field. So the question is that I have to pay you. So how can I tell you, listen, the money I gave you yesterday, keep. If you tell me the money I gave you yesterday is called lehoitzor, that you have a right to use it, it's like it's taken out, it's used already, so that money is not here anymore. So how can I buy the field today? There's no money. I'm not giving you any money. So why by mechir is it good? Samar Rav Nachman, Huna Chavrin, that Huna Achaver was Mukim Lo B'Mili Achuri. He said, we're talking about something else over here. We're talking about something else, this Derech Milva. It's not talking about a Milva. So what does it mean? Vachim Ma'aski. No, we're talking about over here. Kogoyin Shom Alo, His Kachali B'mona. The case is like this, where the chosin went to his kala and said, listen, I want to marry you with $100. B'mona. V'nimtza mona chosin dinner. And after she started to count it, she came out, he's missing a dollar. He's missing a dinner. So now Masa, the one holds, Kseifa la milsa la mitva, that she's embarrassed to ask for it. So in other words, what he says is, listen, I owe you the money. And he says, what harei alai milva. The chosin says, listen, okay, I owe you the money. So the question is that is she some echnas and this or not? So one says, Kseifu la milsa la mitva. She's embarrassed to ask for the money. In other words, really she's makbid. Really she doesn't want to get married to him because he didn't give her the $100. Why doesn't she speak up? Why does she say okay? Because she's embarrassed to ask for that extra dollar. So therefore she's ain't mekadeshes. Well, Masa, the one says no. Like Kseifu la milsa la mitva. She's not embarrassed to ask for the money. So mamanashach, if the chosin tells her, listen, true, we're missing a dollar here. But this last dollar, let that be an over. I'll owe it to you. If she doesn't say anything back, if she agrees, so we say she's agreeing. And therefore the Kedushin is good. Because you gave her a Shalafruta. You gave her $99. Just she's missing one more dollar to what you said you would give her. So if she agrees to accept it later, so then the Kedushin is good. So the kids, so we're not talking that Tanamachlegis be Mekadosh be Milva, but rather this is the way we'll be Mekadosh. But everybody could hold, like Milva is like Sonitno. The yellow Gemara says, "Hod the Yomer Reb Elazar." That's what Reb Elazar said. His kachali b'mona. If the chosin says to kala, marry me with a mona. For nosan la dinner, and all he gives is just a dinner right now. So reizu mekadesh. If the kedushin is good right now, v'yashlim. Just the chosin has to like say he has to promise. He has to be mechayiv himself. I'll pay you the rest of the money. And if she accepts it that way, so the kedushin is good because right now he gave her a dinner. He gave her something l'shem kedushin, even though he said I was going to give you $100. But now he tells, listen, I don't have the money right now. I'll give it to you later. But right now I want to give you a dinner l'shem kedushin. If she accepts it, we say that's a good ma'aseh kedushin. So the question is why the churu lein miketanoi yom l'shmaitei. Let's say Reb Elazar says the halacha according to machlokes hanoyim. Because the way he learned before, that was a machlokes hanoyim. If she says yes now, does she really mean yes or not? So Gemara says no. There's a big difference. I'm going to tell you like this. Monechos a dinner where he pays it $199 and it's only missing one dinner. Then there's a svara to say that even though she doesn't ask for the extra dinner, really she's mad, but really she wants it. Why doesn't she speak up? Because Kseifula Milsula Mitzvah is too much and she's too embarrassed to ask just for this $1. But really deep down she means it, she wants it. So therefore we say she's Ainam Kadeshis. Mashenkein Monechos a Tisha Matesha, when the husband says, first I'll marry you with 100. And now all he gives her is just a dinner. And he tells her, listen, the rest of the money I'll pay you later. If she's makbid to get the rest of the money right now, for this she's not embarrassed to speak up. Like, this is a normal thing. What's going on here? You said you give me 100 and now you're only giving me $1. That's not enough. Here, of course, we hold, like Sifal and Milsa la Mitzvah. Here she's not embarrassed to ask for the money. So therefore, she keeps quiet and she agrees to what he's saying. We said the pshat is she agrees and she's masking. So therefore, here the Kedushin is good. But our koponim has nothing to do with our case of being mikdash with a real milva where you gave her the money before and she owes you the money. Next we have a kasha. Hoy meliisha. The chosin says to his kalom, his kachli bikodin, she yeshli biyotka. Listen, I have a bikodin by you. You're watching something of mine. Now keep with l'shem kedushin. For olchon, she goes home, or metzasa shenigna, she finds out that it was stolen. Or ishovet, or else she lost it. So there's no ma'aseh kedushin then. The chosin is giving it to her l'shem kedushin. She has to receive it though. But she goes home and sees it's not there, so there's no kedushin. So lachlan is like this. when she goes home, in the shtayra menos shava prutza megadeshes, if a little bit is left over, at least the shava prutza's worth is left over, then we say she is megadeshes. But for yom lav, if there's not even left over worth of shava prutza, ain't a megadeshes. Over milva, but bashenkin by real case of a milva, where he wants to be mekadesh with a milva, afal pi shelo in the shtayra menos shava prutza, even though there's no money left over, still megadeshes. Still the kedushin is chal. Now, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Mishum Rabbi Meir, milva, if you have a case of a